SBS Radio.
Ngayon naman, sasamahan na tayo ng dalawa nating bisita, mga international students, o yung isa ay dating international student. Kasama natin si Francis Gerald Ramirez at si Mervy Ortega. Magandang umaga sa inyo.
Magandang umaga, Annalyn.
Hi. Magandang umaga, Francis. At syempre, alamin muna natin, Francis, ano yung course mo?
So, Business Information Systems po.
So, ilang years ito?
So, it's a 3-year course. Trimestral po yung intake.
Bakit ito yung course mo na kinuha? Sa Pilipinas ba? Meron ka ng background sa information technology? O bago ito para sa'yo?
Bago po. So, it's a second degree for me since emerging, well, trending, what do you call this?
Course or career.
Career path ang IT. And so, nag-build ng Australia. So, I think maganda siyang,
Opportunity,
yeah.
Ikaw, Mervy, ang course mo is business management. Pero tapos ka na, di ba? Last year ka ba natapos?
Right.
After mo mag-aral, syempre alam ko bilang international students may mga challenges yan. Pwede mong i-share yung mga challenges na kinaharap mo sa pag-aaral nung nag-aaral ka pa ng business management?
Of course. First, yung experience ko as an international student who actually, I bravely consider myself na harapin yung hamon when I came here in Australia. As an international student, alam natin na mahirap yung everyday survival for us because we need to, you know, earn money to sustain yung living natin dito sa Sydney. And of course, mother din kasi ako. So yun yung, I think, pinakamabigat na challenge for me. And then the sacrifice that I left my two lovely boys back home. But I think I'm blessed enough to have a family who's very supportive as well. And my husband is with me here all along the way, who's also very supportive din dun sa passion ko to fulfill yung personal dream ko to have another degree here nga.
Mm-mm.
But it is not really an easy thing for me to come over and, you know, isa katuparan yung personal goal.
Oo, di ba?
So, I think everyone can relate, especially our international students out there.
Ganun ka rin ba, Francis? Siyempre, yung everyday na struggle sa pag-aaral at siyempre, may social life pa ba? Nagtratrabaho? Mahirap?
Opo. And then, yung social life, it comes second. Well, since most of your social life will revolve around yung people around the school, ang mga kapwa Pilipino nyo sa community. So, kung hindi sila available, so wala.
Andyan ang libro.
Yeah. So, mostly, it's group studies as much as possible. Pero, after exams and after assessments, dun nagkakatugma yung schedules. And then, dun lang kami nakapag...
Socialize,
yes.
Kayo ay from Kent Institute Australia, tama, Mervy?
Tama.
Oo. Alam ko sa Kent, maraming mga estudyante na Filipino.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Meron na bang grupo ng established Filipino group doon?
Wala pa sa ngayon, and we are actually working out to have our own Filipino society inside Kent Institute. But I am proud to say that we have a very active Filipino group who is actively participating dun sa mismong Kent student representative group. And to be honest, our vice president is a Filipino, and she's really doing well inside and outside Kent and representing not just the Kent as a whole studentry, but yung Filipino group of students as well.
Are you talking about Darlene?
Yes, Darlene.
Siya ang vice president inside Kent.
Yes, of the student representative group of Kent.
Okay. Sayang hindi natin siya kasama. So siguro next time, pag medyo okay na ang schedule.
Actually, gustong-gusto niya. It's just that this is her first day, I heard, ng kanyang trabaho. And I think she got a new job. And congratulations!
Pag-usapan natin yan maya-maya, ha, yung paghanap ng trabaho. Pero sa loob ng college ninyo, gaano ka-active, sabi mo na very active ang mga students in terms of joining yung mga activities sa loob ng college, ano. Pero pagdating sa studies.
Oh, I am again very proud to say that number of Filipino students are always in the dean's list.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive.
Of course. Ayoko lang i-preempt, but I think one of our Filipino student will be the top student for this coming graduation. Oh, wow. I hope so.
Pero kailan ang graduation na yan?
We will be having the ceremony this 13th ng December.
Mm-mm.
So,
abangan natin kung
at
tama
sana,
si Mervy.
Sana natin kaana to witness, ano?
Titignan natin. Maya-maya pag-usapan natin yung iba pang mga challenges kasama dyan yung sa paghahanap ng trabaho, no, Mervy? Alam ko ikaw nagtatrabaho ka na, pero para sa mga nag-aaral pa, syempre, mahirap i-juggle yung schedule sa pag-aaral at sa paghahanap ng trabaho at sa pagtatrabaho din. Pero bago yan, ilan po munang mga paalala. At syempre, nagbabalik tayo sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama pa rin ninyo, Annalyn Violata. At kasama natin sa studio ang dalawang international students or isang international student, si Francis Gerald Ramirez, at dating international student, si Mervy Ortega. Magandang umaga muli sa inyo.
Magandang umaga uli.
Nagbabalik tayo at kanina pinag-uusapan natin pauna, sinimula natin yung mga challenges bilang international students. Alam ko, Mervy, ikaw, sabi mo nga, bilang isang ina, mahirap kasi naiwan mo yung dalawang anak mo sa Pilipinas. Pero para sa'yo, Francis, binata, bukod sa yung pagkakaroon ng social life, ano pa yung mga challenges na kinaharap mo?
Well, yung mismong paghahanap ng trabaho, since meron na akong work experience sa Pilipinas, almost around 3 years before I decided to study here in Australia. Naging challenge sa akin trying to find a job na suited sa skill sets ko. Kasi yung ibang jobs dito, you're either overqualified or underqualified.
Ano bang unang course mo at trabaho mo sa Pilipinas bago ka pumunta dito?
Okay. medyo unrelated eh. So, sa Pilipinas, I graduated Bachelor of degree in Anthropology from the University of the Philippines. And I got into like call center muna as my first job entry. And then I moved on to the financial sector, financial data and services sa FactSet, Philippines.
Mm-mm.
And after that, I found an opportunity to move up, move my career path dito sa Australia. So,
ba't ang layo?
Yun nga, medyo komplikado po yung
kwento.
Yung hindi kaya ng radio show natin.
Hindi kaya ng oras natin. Uh-oh. Pero in short, syempre yun nga sabi mo, yung paghahanap ng trabaho na related sa naging trabaho mo na at sa syempre tinapos mo, gaano kahirap? Syempre alam natin dito, Mervy, kailangan meron kang local experience. Isa yun, di ba?
Malaking factor yun.
Francis.
Kasi mostly sa mga nag-a-advertise or employers na naghahanap ng employees. And then, mostly may 1 to 2 years of experience na hinahanap. Pero since, may
bagong dating ka.
Dating. And then, ang hirap parang sell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, or on paper.
Parang sabi mo, kaya kong gawin ang trabaho na ito na nakalagay sa job description nyo. Pero hindi mo masabi dahil ang hinahanap nila yung local experience. Ano?
Yes, that's true.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, and then you try to find like basic in the service industry.
Mm-mm.
And since meron naman akong experience sa customer service, they still insist on local experience.
Mm-mm.
So, yun yung mga naging barriers ko before I could find a job. So,
anong ginawa mo para ma-fulfill mo yung requirement na local experience?
Well, mostly yung mga nakuha kong trabaho coming from my friends, mm-hmm. they were able to help me find,
like, refer you.
Yeah, referral. So and then parang temporary work. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya casual, pero hindi siya completely
stable.
Mm-hmm. On and off, and then pero nakatulong din na students are able to find volunteer work.
Mm-mm.
Kasi very very desirable siya dito sa Australia, sa Australian workforce. If Mm-mm. if you include any volunteer experience, resume mo, sa CV mo, and then so I invested my time, my free
volunteering.
Time for volunteering. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Merby, ikaw, pagkatapos mong gumraduate sa course mo sa, in business management, na-absorb ka naman o nakakuha ka ng position sa mismong Kent Institute, ano? Pero naging struggle ba para sa'yo na, syempre, ang una mong isip pagka-graduate mo, sana sa labas ka ng college mo maghanap ng trabaho, ano? Naisip mo ba yun na sana mayroong ibang option? O anong ginawa mo para makahanap ng ibang option sa labas ng college?
Right. Actually, an yung experience, I mean, lang yung pag-absorb sa akin ng Kent, I think yun yung price ko of being so active as well as a student ambassador mm-hmm. sa Kent. To be honest, ang the time na nag-aaral kasi ako, so I'm doing some odd jobs and alam natin casual yun. So, kinuun ko yung pansin ko, just like what Francis said, is mag-volunteer. I devoted mm-hmm. much of my time volunteering, doing what I really love to do. And not just to, you know, sabayan yung sinasabi nila. O pag nag-volunteer ka, makikilala ka, maraming mm-hmm. kang connection. Although that's one of the factors as well. It's just that, sa akin kasi, for me, this is a big career change. Mm-hmm. The fact na pumunta ako rito, totally zero na lahat eh. So what I invest is to make sure ma-establish ko yung sarili ko sa pag-serve to my fellow international student. So, nakita mm-hmm. ng Kent yon sa akin being lang student ambassador. So, I think yun yung naging puhunan ko, yun yung naging deciding factor nila why the time na nagkaroon ng opening as a admin support officer, inalok din sa akin. So, mm-hmm. I still undergo to the normal process, of course. Balikan ko lang yung kanina just to highlight no, about local experience. Mm-hmm. So, sa naging experience ko kasi, I think ang naging local experience ko would be probably yung strengthening yung network ko in and out of the Kent College. So, yung pag-join ko ng mga volunteering through community services, mm-hmm. in particular Barnardo's Australia and Neuroblastoma, both are catering dun sa needs ng ating mga kabataan dito sa Australia. So, that is also a fact, I think, a good investment for me when it comes to local experience.
Yun sa'yo, naka-target na yung ginagawa mo at present, merong end goal para
exactly,
sa'yo.
From that, you hook it. So from the beginning pa lang, accepted ko na eh, magkakaroon ng major change. So I in-strategize ko siya to the point na pag natapos ko yung pag-aaral ko as an international student, dapat ito lang siya, ito na siya. Kasi I know it would be hard for me to, you know, step in to any other organization. Although may mga interviews din akong na experience, it's just that yung reality is hindi ganun kadali. Mm-mm. At the end of the day, you still need connection.
Mm-mm. Tama. Yeah. Sa loob ng institution ninyo, syempre alam natin sa bawat education institution, may mga programs ang bawat colleges ano, at mga institution para makatulong sa mga estudyante sa paghahanap ng o sa pag-cope sa studies, sa education at syempre sa pag-network din at sa eventually sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Meron bang ganung program o activities ang college ninyo?
Yes, meron kaming tinatawag na LEAD o yung Leadership Engagement mm-hmm. and Development. Actually, Francis is also an active member of that. So, yun, ano siya, mixed na yung dinidevelop doon. Yung leadership mo, personal success mo, academic, and then even yung pag-develop sa'yo or paghahanda sa'yo sa workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that particular program ng Kent, actually 3 years na siya, successfully, really, a lot of students are actively involved in that program. meron siyang ino-offer na career counseling. So, merong 4 series of workshops Mm-mm. na pinoprovide yung aming engagement officers. So, doon, parang isang buwan yon or more. Doon, step by step, kino-coach na yung mga student namin, especially those in the on their final trimester or candidate for graduation. So, binibrace na sila, binibigyan na sila ng overview kung ano yung i-expect nila on the workforce, mm-hmm. even yung CV nila, preparation, designing their LinkedIn profile para mas madaling makahook ng attention ng potential employers. So, nandoon na yon, coaching, mock interviews. So, well, good package na siya as well as some links na pwede makatulong sa kanila.
Kumaga, ito yung kailangan ng mga gagraduate.
Exactly. Kasi, alam, again, mahirap talaga. So, they really need something to brace them, back them up when they, mm-hmm. you know, join the workforce. So, mm-hmm. this is one good thing that I really appreciate from Kent. And naging student din ako nung career counseling program na yon. So, I also went to that kind of program.
Active ka doon, Francis?
Sa
LEAD program?
Yes, very much. So.
Anong, sa tingin mo, ano yung nakukuha mo from that program? That you would encourage students mm-hmm. from your college or institution na sumali kayo or join this program?
So, yung mga events na pinaprovide ng uni namin sa LEAD actually gives you the right feel.
Mm-hmm.
Or so you can familiarize yourself with the working environment. It's Australia, the expectations that you're supposed to fulfill, and then the kind of work ethic na dine-develop mo na as early as you're still studying sa mga respective uni mo. So
mm-hmm. Mervy, bilang graduate ka na at ngayon nagtatrabaho na, para sa mga nag-aaral pa na kagaya ni Francis, pwede nating sabihin na ate para sa kanila, ano yung payo mo para sa kanila?
Actually, inay ang tawag nila sa atin. Sa akin, actually. Well, siguro ang akin lang, no? Be yourself. Huwag tayong masyadong nagmamadali. Although, ang international student, I think ang kalaban natin talaga is time. Mm-hmm. Pero huwag tayong masyadong nagmamadali. Focus. Be natural. And again, communicate. I think that's one good thing na natutunan ko sa Kent at sa Australia. Very respectful sila sa ideas natin. We just need to learn.
And communicate.
And position. Yeah, you know, and communicate whatever the ideas we have. We don't necessarily need to be fluent, grammatically perfect. Again, for as long as klaro yung ating mensahe at na-deliver natin kung ano yung nasa isip natin, nasa puso natin, na makakatulong sa lahat. So, I think that will be the best thing that you could ever as a starting point for you all potential graduates and potential job seekers out there. So, wag masyadong nagmamadali. Make use of your time na, alam mo yon, focus din dun sa goal ninyo. Pilitin na wag lumihis.
Yan. Ikaw, Francis, sa mga kagaya mo ng mga estudyante, anong advice mo?
Well, just find the initiative to be more active with your uni events, because they help you a lot with your future career. Make sure that you're always active. And find time to balance your studies, so para hindi mag-suffer yung performance mo. And then just keep on, what do you call this?
Striving for it?
Yeah, striving for it. Imbibe mo yung mga lessons na pinoprovide ng uni while you're still studying, yeah.
Mm. At siguro, Mervy, masasabi natin na mahalaga yung end goal.
Exactly. Ano yung end goal natin? Dapat defined yun bago pa lang tayo tumakbo ng tumakbo, okay? Kasi makakatakbo tayong takbo tapos hindi pala natin alam kung ano may gusto kong mangyari. So, you're right. Agree.
Mm-hmm. Para sa mga estudyante sa loob ng Kent Institute na pwedeng nakikinig sa atin o ma-share ninyo yung interview na ito, ano yung advice ninyo in the whole na pag-aaral nila? Last na lang.
Okay, siguro i-maximize natin by utilizing more kung ano yung pinoprovide ni Kent or whoever provider. Kasi once in a lifetime lang yung darating. After nun, baka magbabayad na tayo ng pag-attend ng seminars and workshops, and not all of us can afford to do that. So, habang ibinibigay yun ng libre ng institute natin, grab it. And then, also, always seek help. Do not be intimidated o maging hesitant to ask help for all your supporting officers inside your institute or your university or your colleges. Kasi andiyan sila to nurture you. So, I think yun.
Francis?
So, it's a learning process. Before you start, or if you find opportunity to work in Australia, so try to always yung mga trabaho na makukuha mo sa each time, kahit na hindi fit sa plano mo, just keep on trying to
gain experience
from each one, and then gamitin mo yung mga pag-aralan mo to further enhance your potential sa, or maging pagiging desirable mo sa
workforce.
Sa workforce, yes.
At syempre, abangan natin ang pagkakaroon ng Filipino Society sa inyong institution, Mervy.
Yes, of course. Actually, just isang mabilis lang do to promote Francis as well. He's a board member of the Filipino Council of New South Wales.
Yes. International student.
Yes. So, wow. He's also active there, and I think Darlene also just got appointed as VP for Internal Affairs.
Yes.
And Francis, isang mabilis to promote your upcoming
May event
activity.
Lang po ang Filipino Student Council ng New South Wales, also known as the New Phil Council. It's called the Trailblazing Event, Launch of a Brighter Future. So this is the official launching ng Alliance of Student Councils ng New South Wales. It's going to be happening on November 29 sa UNSW Roundhouse Level 1. From 7:30 to 11 p.m. It's a statewide Filipino ball, so you have to come in informal attire. Pero it's also kind of like a fundraising event and also a charity event.
At ang ibang detalye nito, meron sa Facebook, tama?
Yes. You can check all our details sa Facebook page namin sa Filipino Student Council of New South Wales.
Maraming salamat, Mervy Ortega at Francis Gerald Ramirez mula sa Kent Institute, Australia.
Salamat, Ana!
Salamat po!
sbs.com.au/Filipino
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.